Hello, this is Mick Luro.
And I'm Dave Ebersole.
And together we are Light Booth Blackout.
In the next few moments, you're going to hear some ads.
There may also be an ad break in the middle of this episode.
If you'd like to listen to Dash without any ads or ad breaks,
and who could really blame you?
You can get every episode of Dash ad-free on our Patreon, patreon.com/lightboothblackout.
As a Patreon member, you'll be the very first to hear every episode of Dash as it's released.
You'll also have access to bonus content and special features.
You can support us at patreon.com/lightboothblackout, all one word. You can also find the link in the show notes.
Thank you for your support, and please enjoy Dash.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You are listening to Chapter 3 of our Season 2 miniseries, Dash, The Case of the Strange Happenings at the Half Moon Street. A brief content warning. This miniseries contains frank discussions of sexuality and brief violence. See the show notes for full content warnings. Everyone loves a party, don't they? And that is exactly what the Half Moon Street tries to provide. A place where people can go to relax, to let loose, to cut a rug. A place away from a world that doesn't understand and refuses to accept a different way of expression. A different way of being. A different form of love. The music, the drinks, and the crowd is energized. But even in the most joyous of occasions, there are vipers waiting to strike. And tonight, they will strike.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all, have a drink. We'll be back with a few more soon. Don't go away now.
Encore. Encore. Bravo. Smitty. Hey, Smitty. Excuse me? We'll watch it. Hey, Smitty.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Another.
What were you drinking again?
He's gonna have a soda water and lime.
Hey!
Coming right up.
What's the big idea?
Simmer down there, Tanner.
Oh, Mitch. Mitch! I didn't see you there.
Here I am.
Oh, Mitch.
Having a good evening, it seems?
Yes, indeed. Hello, handsome.
I think you're about a quarter over the limit, aren't you?
Maybe, but did you hear her? Did you hear Dinah tonight? Perfection.
She always is.
Soda water and lime.
Thanks, Mitty. Here's a sawbuck for you. Go ahead and keep it.
Thank you and appreciate it.
Drink this.
This ain't liquor. I want another drink.
I think perhaps you should slow down.
That ain't no fun. I don't want to have some fun tonight.
Are we celebrating?
Just living life. Just living life.
Oh, What other life can we live but our own?
That's so wise.
All right there. Slow down.
What? You don't like that? You don't like me kissing you?
It's that we're here in the bar.
Well, if we can't do that here, of all places, where else can we do it?
Well,
unless we go back to your place.
My place?
Didn't you say the last time we saw each other that I owed you? Well, why don't I pay off my debt tonight?
Seems like Carol taught you a thing or two. Say, I haven't seen Carol around recently. Do you?
Forget Carol. Tonight, I want you. Let's go back to your place.
What about your place?
Can't. Got a nosy landlady. Wouldn't want her to get suspicious.
Wouldn't want that.
Come on.
All right. Just finish your drink and let's get going.
Yowee. Oh, you won't regret it.
Have a good night, Smitty.
Be safe. Watch your back.
We will return to the case of the strange happenings at the Half Moon Street after this commercial break.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We now return to the case of the strange happenings at the Half Moon Street.
Is this your place?
It's not Beverly Hills, I know.
I meant it's nice. Kinda sparse, isn't it?
I don't need much.
Looks like it. Well, I don't care. As long as you have a bed. Where is the bedroom exactly?
We'll get there. Why don't I get you that drink you were after first?
Sounds great.
Coming right up. Make yourself at home.
Sure. I'll just sit on this couch since it's the only thing in the room.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah. You know, I was hoping for this the first night we met, going back to your place and whatnot.
I never bring Ben back to my place on the first night.
No?
You never know when you're going to run into a cop undercover.
Did you think I was a cop?
I don't know. Are you a cop?
No, you think I'm not. I'm really not. I swear.
I know. I believe you.
You do?
You're here, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting that you thought I was a cop. Do I give off that impression?
At first.
I do?
Relax, I'm joshing you.
Oh. Well, I'm not, for the record. I'm not a cop, honestly. I'm actually full of fears of getting busted. Or I was. Getting dragged down to the station? I never live it down. Never. Can't imagine what my sister would say. My family is from Colorado.
Why'd you move out to LA?
To be an actor.
That a fact?
Yeah, but I can't even get work as an extra, so I don't know who I'm fooling. But Los Angeles is not Colorado. It's someplace different. Maybe someplace to be who I am.
And here you are.
Yeah. Listen to me. Yammering away.
Cheers.
Yeah.
To being yourself.
You make them stronger than Smitty.
You don't like it?
No, it's great.
I'm going to sit down on the couch with you. Is that okay?
Sure. Where else are you going to sit?
Fair point.
It's strong, but good.
I'm glad you like it. You want to know how I knew you weren't a cop?
How?
The way we kissed tonight. That you kissed me tonight. In a room full of people, unabashedly, bold, and strong.
I did?
Indeed. You see, cops, men who are not homosexual, they don't kiss. Even the ones undercover, they don't dare do something so full of desire.
Do you kiss?
After a while.
After how long?
Finish your drink. Good.
Can I move closer to you?
In a moment?
You like to tease a guy, don't you? It's getting hot in here. Mind if I unbutton my shirt?
Go right ahead.
You like what you see?
It's always good to be seen, isn't it?
Do you want me to take it off?
You did go to all of the trouble to unbutton it.
All right.
Ah.
Can I come closer now?
I'm not stopping you.
Your aftershave. I like it.
It's cheaper than it seems.
Can I put my arms around you?
Can you?
Oh, you feel... Oh.
You okay?
Yeah. Swell. I think the drinks...
have all gone to your head.
Can I... kiss? You never said so. Please? Say... yes?
Do you want me to kiss you?
Yes.
Tanner, are you out? Still breathing. Excellent. Oh, let's see what you have in your pockets. Couple nickels, a key, handkerchief. Ah, wallet. Not a bad one either. Nice material. $6. You won't be needing this. Not where you're off to. Thank you, Tanner. Please enjoy your slumber. I hope it's a long and peaceful one. As for when you wake up, well, sweet dreams, in any respect. Hello, the rock has landed.
The landing has been rocked. 1 second.
State your claim.
This is Delta Roach 742 reporting in.
Hello, Delta Roach 742.
Hello, Agent Scorpion. I have one ready to be picked up at the drop point.
And he's alive this time?
Yes, he's alive. He's breathing. I've learned from my past mistake. The drug should keep him out for hours.
We will be there momentarily to collect.
And see, they bring full payment.
You will be well compensated, as always. We are in need to increase production, so we will have to speed up the process.
Speed it up? What do you want me to do? Host some type of Roman orgy?
You are the mole. You are to do what you must. Scorpion out.
I do what I must.
You have been listening to Dash, the case of the strange happenings at the Half Moon Street. Starring Griffin Horn, Eli Houghton, Kathy Mostek, Deborah Billups, Mick Lauro, and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersol. Sound design by Mick Lauro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Lauro. Cover art by Vinny Rico. Executive producer Mick Lauro. Dash created by Dave Ebersol and Delia Gable. Dash the Podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. Join us in 2 weeks as we once again flash forward to a room in the Hotel Normandy, where Cindy Crenshaw and Officer Sal McGill have found a bloody and bewildered Dash Malone. In our first interlude of season 2. Of course, you can hear it early and ad-free on Patreon. That's patreon.com/lightboothblackout. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, you always know there's more to the story.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.